Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back to chapter number 23, How to Lose a Battle and Win the War. Our objectives are this, that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You'll be able to identify four biblical examples of men who lost a battle but won the war. You'll be able to list the four steps of winning the war despite losing a battle. You'll be able to give biblical reference which proves that you can recover from spiritual failure. You'll be able to give a biblical reference to use when Satan condemns you for failure. And lastly, you'll be able to explain how you can learn from spiritual failure. Our key verse today is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, which is, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Introduction. In this course, you have studied many strategies for spiritual warfare, and as you apply this knowledge, you will advance in your ability to fight in the strength and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But despite your knowledge of these strategies, from time to time, you may face failure. Do not be discouraged, because some of the greatest men of God face similar situations. In this chapter, you'll study about the four great men who lost battles but went on to win the war. You will learn steps for recovering from defeat and going on to victory despite failure. And you will learn how to deal with condemnation of the enemy. Failure can teach us important spiritual lessons, and remember, it is possible to lose the battle and still win the war. Losing the battle. There are several examples in Scripture of men who lost battles with the enemy. The first one we're going to discuss is Joshua. Joshua was a great military commander who assumed leadership of the nation of Israel after the death of Moses. And one of the challenges God gave Joshua was to lead Israel across the Jordan River to claim their promised land. One of the warriors of Israel sinned by taking spoil or property from the enemy, something God had forbidden. Because there was sin in the camp, Israel lost the battle at Ai. Next we have King David. King David lost an important battle when the evil Amalekites invaded the southern portion of his kingdom and burned the city of Ziklag. They took women captive, including David's wives. David's friends and soldiers were so upset with them that they threatened to stone him to death, and David was greatly distressed and discouraged. We find that story in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. King David also lost a great battle in the spiritual world at one point in his life. He committed adultery with a woman named Bathsheba, who was another man's wife. When this resulted in Bathsheba becoming pregnant, he had her husband killed to try to cover his sin. That's found in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. Next we have the prophet Elijah. A wicked queen named Jezebel sent a messenger to the prophet Elijah, informing him that she was planning to kill him. So it says, Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. And that's 1 Kings 19:4. So here was this great man of God who had healed the sick, raised the dead, commanded the elements of nature in the name of the Lord. And now he was hiding, fearful, despondent, and wanting to die. We also have the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul also faced defeat. He wrote once that due to his experiences in Asia, that he was pressed out of measure and despaired even of life. That's found in 2 Corinthians 1:8. He had times when he was troubled and perplexed, persecuted, fearful, and cast down. 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 11 and 7:5 through 6. Winning the war. Each of these great leaders mentioned lost battles with the enemy. And as you engage in spiritual warfare, you too may experience a loss. But although you lose a battle with the enemy, it does not mean you have lost the war. A war is made up of many battles. And just because you lose one battle does not mean you have lost the war. Each of these men lost a battle, but they recovered to win the war. The spiritual strategies they used will help you when you have lost a battle. It's possible to recover from the snare of the enemy when you lose a battle. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26 says, "And they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive of him at his will." The word recover means to awake or rouse yourself. A snare is a hidden trap. See the For Further Study section at the end of this chapter. "They may recover" indicates that you must take steps to recovery after losing a spiritual battle. And here are the steps to take to recover from the snare of the enemy. Step number one, recognize your failure. Joshua recognized and admitted the failure at Ai, and he said, "O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies?" It was not hard for David to admit failure in the incident of Ziklag, the loss of apparent to the natural eye. The city was burned and the women taken captive, but it was more difficult for David to admit failure in the incident with Bathsheba. No one knew of his sin except himself and Bathsheba and the prophet of God. But David admitted, "I have sinned against the Lord." And that's found in 2 Samuel 12:13. Elijah admitted failure. He said, "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than any of my fathers." Paul recognized his failure. He had said that he had been troubled, perplexed, persecuted, cast down, and even despised of life. And that was in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 and 2 Corinthians 1:8. Do not let pride prevent you from admitting that you've lost a battle. In order to recover from the snare of the enemy, you must first acknowledge that you are in his snare. In 1 John 1:8, it says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." Step number two is to repent. It's not enough to admit your failure. You must ask God to forgive you. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." David repented of his sin with Bathsheba, and you can read his great prayer of repentance in Psalms 52. This is the psalm to use as a prayer when you have failed. Joshua searched until he found the cause of the failure at Ai. He discovered that the military leader amongst the people had disobeyed God and caused the army to lose the battle. He and the people repented before God, and we find that in Joshua 7. Elijah repented. He admitted that he was no better than his sinful ancestors. And Paul indicated that although he had had a great battle with the flesh, in Romans 7, he was able to gain victory through repentance from dead works. We find that in Romans 8 and Hebrews 6:1. Step number three, rebuild your spiritual strength. In the natural world, when an enemy has experienced a military loss, time is taken to rebuild combat forces before returning to the battlefield. Commanders analyze the problems, take corrective action, and strengthen and encourage the troops. This is an important principle in the spiritual world also. When you have experienced failure in the spiritual warfare, you must rebuild your spiritual strength. Joshua waited before the Lord in prayer to regain spiritual strength before returning to the battlefield. He prayed to discover the reason for failure and to receive guidance for corrective actions. Joshua 7:6-15. David fasted and prayed after his failure with Bathsheba. Later, he receives physical food after death of his child by Bathsheba. In Ziklag incident, David encouraged himself from the Lord and reorganized his forces before returning to the battlefield. Elijah rested was ministered to by an angel and waited on a mountain until receiving strength through a special manifestation of God's power. 1 Kings 19. Paul encouraged himself in the Lord, and he reminded himself that nothing, not even his failure, could separate him from God. We find in the scripture verse, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that marvelous? That's in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 and 37 through 39. So here's some ways that you can rebuild your spiritual strength. First off is study the greatest handbook on spiritual warfare ever written, which is the Word of God. Spend time in prayer and fasting and incorporate the prayer and fasting principles that you learned in this course, including binding the power of the enemy in your life, and ask God to reveal causes for failure that you experience and what to do to correct the situation. Review the strategies of spiritual warfare in this course. Ask God to renew your strength and help you to put these strategies into practice. Then you want to rest physically. Man is body, soul, and spirit. When your physical body is exhausted, Satan can take advantage and affect your soul and spirit. Step 4, return to the battlefield. One of the main strategies of the enemy is to tempt you to give up when you have lost a spiritual battle. While it is true that the Holy Spirit will sometimes convict you when you fail, there's a difference between the condemnation of the enemy and the conviction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always singles out a specific sin, while the condemnation of Satan is generalized. Satan will speak generalized words of defeat to you. "Oh, you might as well give up," or "everyone has lost confidence in you," or "God does not care," or "he would have helped you," or "you are weak and God and good for nothing," or "you will never be able to make it as a Christian," or "you are no good." Do not listen to the condemnation of the enemy. Acknowledge your failure, repent before God, and recognize that as Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Use this verse to defeat the condemning strategies of Satan, then return to the battlefield. Joshua continued the military campaigns in the Promised Land with great success. He returned to Ai, conquered the same military forces which had caused his defeat. When you return to the spiritual battlefield after failure, you can not only recover all that the enemy has taken from you, but you can also go on to win new victories. After the loss at Ziklag, David returned to the battlefield to a great military victory. He recovered all the enemy had taken, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. We find that in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 18 through 19. "And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil or anything that they had taken to them." David recovered all. Elijah recovered from his despondency, and he returned to spiritual battle and performed some of the greatest miracles in the history of his ministry. And as for Paul, read the remaining portion of a passage we previously mentioned. It said here that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. Here is a spiritual warrior who overcome. He said he was, 1, troubled, but not distressed. He was, 2, perplexed, but not in despair. 3, he was persecuted, but not forsaken. Fourth, he was cast down but not destroyed. So you remember, a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Proverbs 24:16. We also want to learn from our failure. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. He said this, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, and when we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in the God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from the great death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will deliver us." 2 Corinthians 1:8-10. So Paul explained the problem in Asia. This had taught him an important lesson. The lesson was that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. This is a great lesson to learn from failure. You cannot trust yourself in spiritual warfare. Your power, your authority, your victory is assured only in Jesus Christ. Paul looked beyond the natural world to see spiritual benefits of problems, temptations, trials, and failures. We find in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, it says this, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So Paul had learned that even though the outward man perisheth, the inward man is being renewed. The light afflictions of battle were resulting in spiritual growth. It was not what was visible that was important. It was what was happening in the spirit world. Instead of giving up in the battle, Paul learned from failure and went on to victory. 2 Corinthians 1:10 indicated that God, one, first off, delivered him in the past, doth deliver in the present, and will yet deliver in the future. So you want to go on to victory. Despite all the perplexities, persecution, trouble, despair, Paul was able to say in the closing days of life, in 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." So if you learn how to win the war with the enemy through temporary failure from a lost battle, you too will be able to echo, "I have fought a good fight." So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test. Join me in the final chapter of this course.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.